Story of the Day, The Terror Way, Robert Ellie Pick.
It's only 10 days now, and we reach Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin. The Torah says, blow the shofar, first day. And we don't blow. So last night I asked my grandson, Shmuel Chanoch, I said to him, why don't we blow the shofar on Shabbos, first day Rosh Hashanah? And he said, because you might forget and carry the shofar to shul, and that would be a malacha. Of course, it was a very impressive answer, but unfortunately, that's not the answer. If you look in the Gemara, it doesn't talk about that you might forget and go to shul. In fact, Russian Tosfos make the point that that's not the reason why Chazal made a gezeira not to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos. It was that you might come, or somebody might find the shofar in the street, take it to a teacher to learn how to blow it, and that person will carry it Dal Adamas B'Shus HaRabim. It seems quite perplexing that Chazal made such a rule. I mean, you might say, well, that's what Chazal said, Lo Sasu Min HaDavar, you do what they say and that's it. But in the last perek of Gemara Shabbos, where the Gemara is challenging something which Chazal said, the Gemara brings a posuk, Kavod Elokim Haster Dovah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a rule, Haster, it's hidden. We don't understand it. But Kavod Malachim, the Kavod of Kings, which means the Rabbonim, which means Chazal, Chazal, Chakar Dovah. Think about it, ask about it, challenge it. All right, you keep it, but you've got a right to understand, at least to delve into it. Why did Chazal make such a rule? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Tes, Amud Beis, in the Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, B'Mikdosh HaYitokin Avalo B'Medino. So in the Beis HaMikdosh, you blow the shofar. Anywhere else, Machlokes, whether Yerushalayim is Mikdosh, and afterwards it was just where there's a Beis Din, but now nobody blows the shofar. So the Gemara there says to Omar Rava, Hakol Chayovim B'Tkiyah Shofar, everybody has the duty to blow, to keep the shofar, Tkiyah, to hear it, to blow it. Ve'inakol B'Kiyah, but everybody's an expert in the shofar, Tkiyah Shofar. So Gezeira Shema Yitlenu B'Yado, a person will, in the street, take a shofar in his hand, which he finds, Ve'yelech Eitzel Boki Lilmot, he'll go to some expert, in order to learn how to blow, although the Rambam does add in a clause, or that it will be blown to him, and he will carry it, the same reason applies to Lulav, and the same reason applies to Megillas Esther. Shushan Purim can fall on Shabbos, and the Megillah is read on the Friday instead. The Rishalmi actually talks about the Pasuk Zichron Tzeruah, because in Parshas Emor it says Yom Zichron Tzeruah, and in Parshas Pinchas Yom Tzeruah. So the Rishalmi says, when it's Shabbos, it's Zichron Tzeruah. When it's not Shabbos, then it's Yom Tzeruah. And the Aruch HaShulchan and the Torah Tzmimo actually say that the very first Rosh Hashanah, when we came out from Mitzrayim, fell on Shabbos, because we came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and under the rule of Atbash, where the first day Rosh Hashanah is the following day is Tisha B'Av, and the second the first day of Pesach is following Tisha B'Av, the second day of Pesach is Shavuos, and the third day of Pesach is Rosh Hashanah, the following Rosh Hashanah. So we came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, which means that the first Rosh Hashanah we actually had was a Shabbos, and that's when the rule was given in Parshas Emor, and in Parshas Emor it says Yom Zichron Tzeruah. It doesn't say Yom Tzeruah. Only later, in Parshas Pinchas, it talks about the Kabbonos, and the Mikdosh, are you talking anyway? It says Yom Tzeruah. So it seems like, according to Rishalmi, it's even a Daraisa. So we've got there an interesting hint for the future that there would be a Takonos Chazal. But how can we understand this? We were told in Cheder that you might forget and carry to shul, but that's not what the Gemara says. And what is the statistical probability of some random guy walking in the street, finding a shofar and saying, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah today, I'm going to take it to a teacher to teach me how to learn it. What is the likelihood of this? And we've got millions and millions of Yidden around the world who've got a mitzvah from the Torah to blow the shofar. Is this really likely? What did Chazal have in mind? And indeed, if you look in the Mishnah in Sukkah towards the end of the third perek, where it talks about lulav, it even there says, Yom Tov Mishnah Shalchag Shkolios B'Shabbos, B'Shochach, if a person forgot, V'Hotzi Es HaLulav L'Shus HaRabim, if a person did carry it out from his house, Potzum. He's puzzled. Why? Rashi says he's torah b'mitzvah, so he's hurrying to do it. He made a mistake and he forgot. So he's puzzled. All right, still shouldn't do it. But it means puzzled with chatos. I mean, not even skila, but chatos. He's puzzled. So how could Chazal make such a rule with shofar and with lulav when if you do forget and carry it, then you're not even chayav carbon chatos?
One person cold word. And then one person
doing this, and the whole of Klal Yisrael is affected. All right, we can say Arevus, we're all responsible for each other. If some person does an Avera, you know, comes to Yom HaDin, we say Oshamnu, Bogadnu, we are all responsible. Okay, so you can say we're all responsible for each other. But what's the likelihood of this happening? And if you look in Rashi and Sukkah Mem Gimel, he says, Hotzi Mishus Lishus, Eina Metzuya Kol Kaf. If a person carries out from his house, it's not so likely to happen. Just like if it would nevertheless be Dala Damas. Hamos Mishusnus, Som Lev Badova, says Tosfos. A person has it in mind that it's Shabbos, so he won't carry. So why were Chazal worried about some random guy who might find it and go to a teacher? How can we understand this takona of Chazal?
How's that applicable with Lulav?
Right, so the takona, it's not exactly the same with Shofar and Lulav, but that is the principle. When there was the Takana of Beis Din and so on, it was with Shofar, not with Lulav, but that's something else. So I found this question in the Tshuvas of the Shaulu Meshiv. Rav Nathan Zon there in his Madura Kama, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, Chelek Aleph Kuf Yud Aleph, he asks this question. He says, Tamua, I can't understand this. We should be so worried about such a remote thing happening. That some random guy goes to a teacher to learn how to blow. And it'll carry. What's the shaychus of this? How is this likely to happen? And it's a chashash rechoka, he says. And then he says, well, maybe we are choshesh because of miut hamotsoi. What's miut hamotsoi? That there's a small minority who might transgress. So we're worried. But miut hamotsoi, when we talk about this principle of miut hamotsoi, a small likelihood of a chashash, you do get a machlokus amongst acharonim about how much is miut hamotsoi. Is it a 20% chance? Maybe it's a 10% chance. Many poskim say a 10% chance of something happening. The question comes up with, if a cow is a treif animal, can you drink the milk? And if we talk about miut hamotsoi, it's not really so likely. But, you know, what are the statistical chances here of somebody finding a shofar in the street? It's not 10%, surely. It's more likely to be 0.00000001% if it ever happens at all. He compares it to kidneys. The gezerah for the Ashkenazim, or minag Ashkenazim, is not to eat kidneys on Pesach. And there's a chashash rechoko, he says. It's not so likely to happen that you will mix up, say, some rice flour with some wheat flour, but nevertheless, it's a miut hamotsoi, he says. But I still find this difficult, because there, you can at least make a tangible concept that somebody might mix up some rice flour with wheat flour. It could happen. Right, so then we can talk about 2%, 5%, 10%. But how can you compare this where you're depriving millions of people from the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which deprives us of what is a very important mitzvah? That's only my first question. There's another question. The Medrash and Parshas Emma talks about the Pasuk, Olo Elokim Misrua Hashem B'Kol Shofar. So you got there the name Elokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Medrash pounces on this and shows how you've got both the Midas Hadin and the Midas Racham. Why? Because B'shor Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev El Kisei Hadin, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits down on his strict din kisei, on his throne. And when Yisrael Notlines Shofrein, but when the Jewish people come and they blow the shofar, the token if now Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they blow it. Omid Mekisei Adin, Yoshev Mekisei Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from his Kisei Din and he moves over to his Kisei Rachamim. When he hears the sound of the shofar, everything changes. Umarachim aleim, Hashem has mercy on us. Vahofeich aleim, midas hadin lerechem midas rachamim. And he turns everything round on its head that it becomes midas rachamim. If that is the case, how could Chazal ban the shofar? If the shofar is there not just as a mitzvah daraisa, a mitzvah saseh, but it's there to save our lives. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes from midas din to midas rachamim, Jewish lives are being saved. Surely this is a din of pikuach nefesh. Just like we say with mezuzah, it's not just the mitzvah. It's also a sakona, a danger if you don't have a mezuzah. It's surely it's the same with shofar. If you don't hear the shofar, then chas v'shalom, we're going to get midas hadin. So how could Chazal do away with a din which is so crucial to our survival, to our lives?
How on the second day does that help?
Yeah, all right, we'll come to that. But it's true, we blow on the second day. But the second day is a din d'rabbanan, and it comes from Sfeika d'Yoma and so on and so on. But we'll come to the second day if we got time. And then there's another question. Even if there is a risk of carrying, well, at least why couldn't Chazal say that in a place where there's an Eruv, you can't blow the shofar? There's no risk of carrying in a place where there's an Eruv. All right, some might hold by it, some won't hold by it. But, you know, why did Chazal make this rule? Even when there's an Eruv, the din applies. So there's a universal message somehow being sent out, which Chazal wanted to teach us, which seems to go beyond what is actually written in the Gemara. And then there's another question. If you look in the Bi'ur Halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah's Bi'ur Halacha, in Siman Shin Gimel, in Hilchas Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim actually asks the question. He says, Yesh La'ayin, Lomo ein tokim b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. Why don't we blow the shofar b'Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos b'zmaneinu nowadays? Kimen delekha reshus harabim. According to most opinions, there's no reshus harabim nowadays. So therefore, the carrying is in a karmelis, it's a din d'rabbanan, and Chazal have done away with the mitzvah d'araisa. He says, "V'lo shayach shema yavirenu daladam es reshus harabim." It's not relevant anymore to say that one might carry four amos and reshus harabim. This is the question of the Chofetz Chaim. He does not give an answer. I did find an answer brought by the Mordim Balocha on the Shalas Shuvas Basomim Rosh, which says, well, Dovah Shabaminyan Tzorech Achala Tira. Once they made the rule, you're not going to do away with it. Afal Pisha Baklo Atam. So even if the reason doesn't exist, we still haven't got the power to do away with it. But the bottom line is that it's a sofek whether a guy will find the shofar in the street, a sofek whether he'll go and carry it to somebody to learn, and according to most opinions, you've got a din d'rabban on here. And we do away with the mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. Another question. Why didn't this gezeirah also include certain other things, like lining from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos? You might carry a Sefer Torah through the street. Bris Milah, what about a moil and the knife and so on? And what about the other Megillahs? Apart from Megillas Esther, there's Shir HaShirim, there's Koheles. We only read those publicly on Shabbos. So why isn't there the worry there that they might come to carry? So then the Vilna Gaon says, yeah, but those are chovos hatzibur. Those are duties which are on the tzibur, not on an individual. Whereas shofar is on the yochid. Milah is on the yochid, but the mile on his own is not likely to carry. That's a tosus in Megillah Daf Dalet. So there is a distinction. But this guy who finds the shofar in the street, does he really know the difference between a chovos hayochid and a chovos hatzibur? He must be a real chochem to know this. And yet, nevertheless, he is carrying in the street on Shabbos. We do find that Chazal made takonos about dinner drabonon. Like, if you've got a shofar under a pile of stones, you can't move the stones on Shabbos. They're muktzah. And you're doing away there with a dinner Torah. So you do find this, that Chazal had in mind to do away with the mitzvah of shofar, even on a din d'rabbanan. The Shemesh Shmuel asks this question. And he says, look, on Shabbos, there's a special day of Shabbos. We say, Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvah sof, v'rot savonu. We're worried about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim. You get rachamim on Shabbos. V'rot savonu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels more endeared to us on Shabbos. So since it's Shabbos, we get the midas rachamim, even if we don't blow the shofar. And we say, Ba'av of rotz on Shabbos kodshecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got the av on the rotz and towards us. So we get a day when you don't really need the shofar to give you the rachamim. You've got something else to substitute it for. I found a fascinating answer in a sefer called Mishmeres Kohuna, and it's written by Rav Meir Yechiel Halevi, who was known as the Ostrovtsa Rebbe. He was called the Tzaddik who fasted for 40 years. He hardly ever ate anything. an amazing Talmud Chacham, a Gaon Otzum, and he asks this question about how is it possible that Chazal did away with the mitzvah of Shofar on Shabbos? And he quotes the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chof Tes. Omar Rabbi Bahu, Loma Tokim Neshofar Shal Ayil, why do we use the ram's horn? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tikkun Lefonai Neshofar Shal Ayil, Kadesha Eskalochem Akedas Yitzchok. In order that I can remember Akedas Yitzchok, then that Malani Aleichem Kilu Akadasem Atzmechem Lefonai. If you blow the shofar, it will remind me of Akedas Yitzchok, and it will be as if you yourselves are in the position of Yitzchok and of Rom Avinu, of course, in sacrificing a son. How can this be? So what he's saying is this. He says, if you stand back on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and say, I will not blow shofar because I have to follow Takanos Chazal. I have to follow what Chazal taught us. Lo sosum en adavah, shi'agidu l'choyim min usmal. If you go out of your way to say, I'm going to listen to Chazal, and you're risking your life because Hashem's midas din still stays as midas din. You're not getting the midas rachamim, but you're prepared to say, I will still go along with Hashem's midas din. I will forego his midas rachamim. Why? In order that I can keep to what Chazal said of don't blow the shofar. He says that in itself is a zechus, as though you are in the arkada, because you're risking your life, just like Yitzchok Avinu risked his life.
The question wasn't on us, the question was on Chazal.
Yeah, Takonos Chazal said, don't blow, so you don't blow.
Yeah, the question was, why did David the second?
Oh, okay, that's part of our discussion. Give me a moment.
Sorry.
All right. But just like we risk ourselves like Yitzchok, so that arouses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Rachamim. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us doing this to risk ourselves, we get the Midas Rachamim. So we place ourselves in the Sofek Pikuach Nefesh, just so that one Yid won't transgress what might even just be an Issur Darabon. Now, you kindly mentioned before that we're blowing on the second day in any case. And Rav Dessler brings down the Zohar to say that on the first day Rosh Hashanah we call it Din Kashya, is Midas Din, and the second day Rosh Hashanah is called Midas Rachamim. It's called Din Orafio. Which means that if you don't succeed on the first day Rosh Hashanah in appealing with your tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you get another chance and you get a better deal on the second day. And this is reflected in the Kriyas HaTorah, because on the first day we read about the birth of Yitzchak, and Yitzchak represents Midas Hadin. But on the second day we read about the Akedah, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. So on the second day you get a better chance. So we're blowing the shofar on the second day, which will arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Rachamim, which you might not have got on the first day. And Rav Simcha Zissel Brody writes that if you do your teshuva on the first day, fine, you get a good decree. On the second day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the verdict without you having to wait for Yom Kippur. So much so, says Rav Dessler, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would hide the moon from Edim to witness the Chodesh, in order that we keep a second day Rosh Hashanah, in order that he can invoke it as Midas Rachamim to exercise it for in our favor. So the Matir Fraim says, Yesh Ben Odom Shabonim, first day is Din Kosher, second day you get a better chance. So we don't lose out by not blowing the shofar on the first day, because we blow it on the second day. On the second day is a Din for Midas Rachamim. 300 years ago, there was a Rav from Venice who came to London. He was a Rosh Yeshiva, and his name was Rav David Nieto. And he became the Rav of the Bevis Mark Shul, and he wrote a sefer called Matei Don, Kuzari Sheni, a dialogue between the Kuzar as a continuation from Yehuda Halevi's Sefer. And this Sefer was praised highly by the Chacham Tzvi, by the Shagasare, by the Chidor. And he says, look at the state of the Jewish people at the time of the Churban Beis Sheni. There were so many hundreds, millions of people. He brings a Gemara in Pesachim Samach Dalad about King Agrippa wanted to know the numbers of Yidden that they were. And they counted from the Churban Pesach 1,200,000 kidneys, and you can